This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now out there on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women behind the wheels of those 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. You can also find us on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, it is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, back on January the 6th, we had a little something that was described as a riot first, and now I guess they've settled into the word insurrection. Is that a fair assumption?
Yep. Oh, yes.
Okay. So, more than 600 people, 642 to be exact, had been charged with various crimes relating to the January 6th U.S. Capitol breach that many politicians and journalists have now steadfastly labeled an insurrection. Now, not a single defendant in the 642 cases, and counting, I might add, because Roger Stone, get this, who wasn't even there, was just served papers on the January 6th insurrection in the middle of a live radio show interview. Isn't that something?
Interesting, yeah.
I don't even know what that's about. He hasn't said yet, but we'll find out, I guess. Now, nobody has been charged with the word insurrection or anything even close to it.
No, they haven't, but there's obviously trespassing, these kinds of things. There are a lot of people who are still in custody, and we don't know how many that is. But there's also this, though, Captain, and I think this is really relevant, and that is how many unindicted co-conspirators are there that were either informants for the FBI or working in some other way? I think there's a story to be told there as well. That being said, obviously, what happened on January 6th, people should not have gone into the Capitol building. I think there's a lot of things leading up to that. They knew that they were going to have a lot of people there. They should have taken the backup from the D.C. police and so forth, and there should have been some other kind of response to this. But that will all come out, I think, in the wash. But, yes, it is interesting that you have people, they have not been charged with sedition or insurrection, as you're saying.
And again, we're not over with this, because again, we don't know how many people are locked up. It would be a wild guess to say that you knew with any kind of numbers, because they're not telling us.
No, they're not. And but again, the political mileage that the Democrats and the left-wing media will try to get out of this is just going to be go on and on and on, because they want to frame it as though somehow, some way, they were going to take control of the government. I mean, obviously it was wrong. You shouldn't have gone in. People should not have broken into the Capitol, done any of those kinds of things. They should have protested outside if they wanted to make their voice heard. But that being said, I don't think there was any chance that the American government was going to fall in that sense. So I don't know. I think that's one of the reasons they're not charging them with an insurrection, as it were.
Yeah. Now, one only can wonder with this next story, and I got to get it out there because a lot of the people have asked me about this Gabby Petito situation. Now, apparently there's a connection to Florida, Northport, Florida, with all of this, with this young lady that's been missing now for, what, 2 months?
Yes, I think the last known was around August 12th, I think.
Yeah.
And then there's some kind of message that went out around August 24th, but it's dubious if that message came from her, as I understand.
Yeah, and the van and the boyfriend and the car and the girl were all down here in South Sarasota County, just south of me, in Northport, Florida. And there's been some reporters hanging out there during the week trying to get that big story. You know how that goes. But the young man, the boyfriend, the fiancé, is not talking. And his lawyer yesterday did and stunned everybody with a statement over a possible link to Gabby Petito's disappearance and a double murder that took place, I believe, in Idaho.
Yes, I think there was a double murder. I think of a couple. I think they were honeymooning there in a camp. But I believe it took place outside of Moab, Utah. There was some kind of a report that these two people were being harassed in town by somebody who was near the campsite by someone who they described as creepy, basically. So yes, they're looking into this. I think they're looking to see if there are any connections. We don't know of any direct connection at this point, but that's why investigators are taking a second look, I think, because of the mysterious circumstances and the whereabouts, obviously, of what's happened to Gabby.
And they did a forensic investigation of the van, going over from top to bottom and inside out, and nobody's talking about that yet. The police aren't saying anything, which they normally wouldn't. So more to come, right? More to come.
Exactly. This is going to unravel it. Exactly.
Yep. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we roll along here during the overnight hours, and Kyle is going to take us to break.
Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, we do it the simple way here. We're not going to tell you, well, we got a special on this, we got a special on that. No, they got specials on everything. All you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you'll save money on every product they've got at MyPillow.com. It's that simple. So we just send you to the website. Let you pick out what you want to pick out, save yourself some money because they're going to ask you for a promo code. Use the promo code CAPTAIN and you're in like Flynn. Now, you can also talk to them on the telephone. And if you want to do that, their phone number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. And, of course, MyPillow, the quality is excellent. The product itself that he makes is all made in the U.S. of A., and I do mean that. Thoroughly, because he's out of Minnesota up there. But MyPillow.com, the website, Mike Lindell, the owner. Use the promo code CAPTAIN on anything you see. It'll save you money. And if you want to call them at 800-641-5459. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I think that's pretty fascinating about the number of people that are being held.
Yes. Yes, it certainly is. And in terms of the January 6th issue, yeah.
Yeah, because we don't know.
That's right. We don't know, and it'd be interesting to see if we ever are going to get any real information. Now, they could be being held under the auspices that it's a national security issue, that it would be classified perhaps as domestic terrorism,
yep.
and that
yep.
might allow the feds to say, we don't need to tell you any information yet, because
yep.
it has to play out in some way.
All right, well, let's go Washington booster scooting here, because the Federal Elections Commission has excused Twitter's cover-up of the Hunter Biden laptop mystery. They said, no harm, no foul.
Well, not surprised at this point, only because it seems like Hunter Biden is the... Remember how Reagan was the Teflon
president? Nobody can
president?
Touch him.
That's right. Reagan was the Teflon president. This
yep.
guy's the Teflon kid, I guess.
Yeah, and by the way, the Biden family got over $1 billion from where?
I think China, I think.
That's right.
Yeah.
Over $1 billion in money they got from China. Never mind the Ukraine.
Yeah.
We're talking just China. And then people wonder, well, I guess China's bought the Bidens, haven't it? Well, of course they have.
You know, how interwoven all this is, I think, is shocking. Captain, you got people out there, they're doing their job, they're raising their family, they're running their farm, they're running their business, they're doing whatever they're hustling every day for the money that they make, and then they think that they're trying to do this to help, you know, promote freedom in our country and our way of life and, you know, all that stuff. And yet then they find out that you have people like the Bidens who just, you know, are just out there making a buck and degrading what it really means yep. for us to be free.
Now, the John Durham investigation, we talked about this in the first hour, we're going to repeat it, has landed an indictment against Michael Sussman, the former Hillary Clinton campaign attorney, over his lying to the FBI about the Russian information he was passing out and that dossier that was false.
Right, and of course, at the time, it all started serving its purpose, didn't it? I mean, I think they obviously knew it was not true.
Well, he neglected to tell them that he was with the Clinton campaign.
Right, exactly. But overall, though, I think they just didn't care. They understand that these things exist for a short time in order to get a political thing across, or to win an election, or to sabotage an election, or sabotage a political actor, and then later on it'll come out and there'll be some casualties, so and so will get indicted here and there, but it doesn't matter to the real high ups, I think.
Now, you want to talk a little sports for a second?
Sure.
Tom Brady made a comment yesterday. I don't know if he's kidding or not. You never know with Brady. He said he might play till he's 50.
Well, you never know. I mean, gee whiz. I mean, especially these days with all kinds of training and conditioning and nutrition.
Yeah, but
health and all
George
that
Blanda did it, and all he conditioned on was Jack Daniels. Because
right.
he did it as a place kicker.
Yeah, well, that's old school, see. But, you know,
but he was a quarterback.
Yes. Well, I mean, but you never know. It certainly is good ambition in the sense that, hey, maybe it could never be done. Maybe it's never been done before, and they reach for the stars. But, you know, we'll see. But gee whiz, can you imagine that?
No. All right, well, because the older you get, every time you get a shot, it really does a number on you.
That's right.
And the older you get, the harder and the longer it takes for you to heal. Think about that for a minute. All right, well, the United States and the United Kingdom are going to help Australia build a nuclear-powered sub capable of firing nuclear warheads amidst the rapidly evolving threats in the Indo-Pacific from China.
From China.
That's big news.
Well, it is big news. And remember, just a few short months ago, we were hearing how China and Australia, tensions were very high. The word war was actually used in some of these different reports. That's how high the tensions were. And in fact, Captain, it looks like there's a publication called Global Times. It's viewed primarily as a mouthpiece of the Communist Party in Beijing, that they have now said that Australia could become the target of a nuclear strike by China,
yeah.
If things ever got out of hand, because of their feeling that somehow having nuclear-powered vessels would lead to nuclear armament.
Well, plus there are military bases there the United States and other countries are using.
Right. Well, exactly. But again, it seems like this is a left field kind of thing in terms of what is typically topping the news. But this is going to start topping the news more and more as we go through the next several months, because what's happening in the South China Sea is very, very important.
Okay, let's talk a little COVID here. A leaked Zoom video reveals that a whole bunch of hospital officials discussing the COVID-19 were going to be using scare tactics to get people to do the vaccine.
Well, that's right. Saying things like, you know, tell people if they don't get the vaccine, they'll get COVID and Delta and die or something like that. And, you know, but it's interesting because, you know, the real deal about the whole thing is that what I think a lot of the doctors feel is that without a vaccine, you have a great chance of getting Delta, perhaps more so than ever before. So that's a way of approaching it. But if you're colluding in the sense that let's talk it up to where it's so bad that starts to become unethical.
Well, the other thing is in your area out there, Los Angeles County, they're going to be mandating the COVID-19 vaccine passports, and we talked about this yesterday, what they were going to do for these public events and whatnot, and they actually are going to have their own COVID vaccine passport in your area.
That's right. Yeah, that'll be L.A. County. You'll have to prove COVID-19 vaccination for bars, you know, especially if you're going to go to an outdoor mega event or if you're going to go to the Dodgers game, this kind of thing.
How about the Angels?
Well, the Angels are down here in Orange County,
so it's a different
in
county.
Anaheim. Yeah, so yeah, they're in. But I don't know. They're called the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. That's their proper name, right? No, but they're in Orange County. That's where Angel Stadium is. But you would think that may come on the heels. A lot of times, what LA County does, Orange County would follow suit. But that being said, I think you'd have to see a lot bigger numbers in Orange County to try to justify something like this. The LA County health director person up there, they seem to want to do these kinds of things, I think, more so than Orange County.
And isn't Orange County more conservative?
On the whole, it's conservative. But this last recall, it was definitely voting to not recall the governor, which is a real interesting sort of change up from where it was 25, 30 years ago.
Now, we'll wrap up this segment with this. The National Guard has been activated and deployed in Massachusetts, of all things, to drive school buses to take the children to school because they can't find enough school bus drivers.
Yeah, that's something. Well, this is a very interesting sort of thing because is it an economy thing? Is it a COVID related sort of thing?
Don't know.
Yeah, see, that's very interesting. But yeah, you got to get the kids to school.
Remember, $350 plus for the kids to stay at home is the latest thing from the government. And if you do the addition there, if you got three kids, say, below the age of 10 or whatnot, that's $1,000 a month. People are staying home now because of that.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. So who knows? All right, we'll be right back with more of the Captain America Third Watch, Kyle Warren and myself. And when we come back, we're going to come back with the Democratic Vote Pack. The Democratic Vote Pack called Vote Vets. Tell you about it and tell you what they're trying to create, the illusion they're trying to create. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New research saying the U.S. has seen a rise in mass shootings nationwide since the coronavirus pandemic began. A study out today in the journal JAMA Open Network also finding that mass shootings doubled in July 2020 when compared to a year before. Gun Violence Archives is reporting there have been 498 mass shootings this year so far. President Biden speaking at the White House on the economy today, saying he wants to help the nation's middle class and put the nation on a new economic path.
One that invests in this nation, creates real sustained economic growth, and it benefits everyone.
The Kroger supermarket chain is bringing back a worker mask requirement, regardless of the employee's vaccination status. And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. At danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 22 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. And, by the way, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You can either go to the website and get a quotation right there off the website or find out who your agent is and then do it that way. But you can cover your car. You can cover the truck you're driving. How about if you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV? They'll do all of that. And the best way to save a bunch of money and get the lowest price on your car insurance is to bundle it with your homeowners or renters, or condo insurance coverage. You will save more money as a result of doing it that way. And I have definitely done it that way. I have been with Geico now for going on about 18 years, and they've saved me a bunch of money. And I do check them. I do check them to make sure that they're still saving me money, and they are. So that's all I can tell you. No harm, no foul. But Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, have you ever heard of an outfit called Vote Vets?
Just a little bit. I think it's kind of new, I think.
Okay, and does it lean to the left or the right?
I think it's mostly Democrats, I believe.
Yeah, the Democrats formed it. It's one of their PACs. Now, Joe Biden has the Democratic Vets PAC called Vote Vets running a massive TV ad blitz all across the country to create the illusion that veterans support what Biden did in Afghanistan. Folks, this is the lie of the century. Because almost 75% in one poll, almost 72% in a second poll, and then a military poll that was done by Military Times of the military people, 70% do not support in any way, shape, manner, or form what Joe Biden did, leaving people behind in Afghanistan.
Well, again, they're fast at work, Captain, trying to create the illusion. You know, they've got to, you know, re-engineer the narrative. The fall that Joe Biden has suffered in terms of his poll numbers, popularity, trust, you name it, is just unbelievably enormous. And so to try to fix that, they're going to try to do that. At the same time, that's why they're trying, every time Joe Biden talks about Afghanistan, he's trying to make you think that this is all about whether we should pull the troops out or not. And it goes on from there.
Yeah.
So this is just another weak, feeble attempt by the Biden people to try to shore up their figurehead, for lack of a better term.
Well, if you want to save a liar, just lie some more.
I guess so. You know, and because what the American people have figured out through all this, Captain, is that Joe Biden is not able to handle any of this stuff. And it's sad to say. It pains me to say it. I'm sorry to have to say it. But again, they've seen firsthand that Americans were left behind.
Yep.
The Taliban got a windfall. It goes on and on.
Yep. Now, the global pandemic that's affected billions worldwide has also affected truth and facts. And by that I mean people are armed with facts that they say that they're disgusted with the dishonesty over the horse dewormer known as ivermectin.
Yes, yes. Well, again, you know, one of the things, of course, throughout all this stuff with COVID-19 has been, you know, certain things may work in different ways, but because the scientific community and certainly the medical community has not been able to really let a thousand flowers bloom, as it were, to find out things or to ask questions, because everything has become a political dogma. And I think that's the exact right word to use. There is a dogma about the things that of this pandemic that if you violate, then you'll get canceled.
Now, you live in California, right?
Right.
Even though Californians voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to keep their controversial governor in office, many more now former Californians say they chose another path. You know what it was?
They vote with their feet.
They voted with their feet and moved the hell out of California.
That's, well, exactly right. I think we're going to see more of that.
Especially after this election.
Well, sure, because what will happen is a lot of people will simply say, okay, this is, it's now sinking, you know,
yeah.
in that sense.
And the people that want the free stuff, which is not really free, are going to come there because they know they're going to get free health care. Oh, gee, maybe he's going to send me a $600 check or a $1,000 check. Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. Free food, a free house. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll do that amongst...
Ain't nothing free.
No, and they'll do all that amongst rising crime, homelessness, inflation, infrastructure.
Shazam!
Yeah, it's not going to be good because businesses will now take the offers of tax breaks, and even the entertainment industry will do that kind of thing. You watch.
Yeah. Now, the federal regulators haven't authorized booster shots yet. Of the coronavirus vaccine. But in New York City, wouldn't you know, Mayor Bill de Blasio is already laying the groundwork for doing just that.
Well, sure, and even Joe Biden had talked about, you know, we're going to give people get the third shot and this kind of thing. So they are jumping the gun scientifically on it because maybe not everybody needs a third shot. Because, again, there may be certain parameters to have to receive a third shot. But the way that this continues to run as a political thing does great disservice to the people who might actually need one and people that maybe shouldn't have a third shot.
Now, did you hear Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot's solution to the gang problem in Chicago?
What was that?
Well, it wasn't taking the guns away. It wasn't arresting him and locking him up. It was sue the gangs, sue the gangs. Wow, sue the gangs. What are you going to sue them for? What have they got to sue them for?
Well,
there's a guy with a car. We'll get that. Yeah, that'll pay for somebody's funeral.
Well, that seems like to be naive in the extreme. The gang
it's
members,
nuts.
Yeah, they're not scared that someone's going to serve them papers of some sort.
Well, no, because, you know, what are you going to sue them for?
Well, exactly.
If you have got nothing to begin with, you're going to get nothing in return.
Right. Well, you know, of course, all these gangs, they have these assets and they have, like, you know, legitimate businesses. And I'm joking, of course, but, yeah, they don't have it doesn't work like that, Mayor.
Well, if they have legitimate businesses, I don't know what they are.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's that's not a normal thing. You know, something, I guess, that she's saying to try to sound like she's trying to offer some kind of out-of-the-box thinking. But really, the way that you fix the gang problem is with, well, get this, police. You might want to fund the police.
Unless you're in Minneapolis.
Unless you're in Minneapolis. But you see how this has all taken hold.
Yeah.
You know, this notion that somehow policing is bad.
Some interesting news in Texas. 123 Texas landowners have allowed the state to put border fencing on their property. Now, this is big-time border fencing with barbed wire at the top. It's going to be about 15 feet high, is my understanding, so it's not going to be that easy just to climb over the top.
Right. Well, of course, if you had people come in literally onto your property, you might want to have something like that. But why are they having to do that, Captain? Because they have to do it because the federal government has opted not to do its job in terms of securing the border.
So Joe Manchin from West Virginia is widely regarded as the vote that's going to keep the $3.5 trillion from being passed. However, nobody's saying a word about the Senator Sinema out of Arizona, who is also holding out and is not going to vote for the $3.5 trillion bill.
Right, right. And they've got, I think, a lot of the political cover to do that. And you know when it's going to pay off, Captain? It's going to pay off later on down the line when the new elections come up and so forth, and the Democrats get their hats handed to them in a lot of these elections, I think, and their stars will rise. And maybe, there might be some bipartisanship events coming down the line as a result of that.
And the White House is praising Fox News, of all people, for a 90% staff vaccination number and the daily testing they're doing every day of people at Fox.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Now, I thought they were a bunch of crazy screwballs or something, but it seems like they're...
Well, they are until you consider that.
Exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back. More with Kyle Warren, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, coming up right around the corner. So don't go nowhere. We will be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. we'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Okay, thank you very much, Don and Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them very much. And their website, if you want to check them out, is cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us. Now, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, pardon me, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there, grab yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, tell them the captain sent you. But the most important thing is join the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store. And before you know it, you'll have your own little bank going on there, because you'll be able to save a bunch of money when you go in to buy food and stuff in the store. Again, if you want to save money on fuel, get a Pilot fuel card or a Flying J fuel card. You'll find out more. All right, we're going to get started here. We're going to do a little rocking, so here we go. it myself for loving you, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Kyle, when was that around?
You know, Captain, that was 1988, I believe. And by the way, a little correction from earlier, Casey and the Sunshine Band, that was 1975.
Ah, yeah. Okay. So, yep, because I remember back in the day, and then I remember when I saw them. And it was a casino over here, the Hard Rock Casino, so there you go. All right, well, first of all, folks, before I give you over to Kyle, let him tell you about the weather out west. We're being screwed, blued, and tattooed again at the gas pump, folks, because the gasoline prices have only gone up 2 cents. Gasoline is $2.18 a gallon right now, wholesale, at the refinery with the taxes on it there, but not your state and your local taxes. And diesel is $2.21 a gallon. Now, for the people that are out there paying, what did you say, Kyle, $4.49 a gallon?
Yeah, I saw it at $4.49 earlier. So
that is over $2 a gallon higher than what I just told you the cost was at the refinery. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well, somebody needs to start questioning these people, and because it's just not, the numbers don't add up. Okay, what's going on out west?
All right, well, folks, out west tonight, we're looking at a lot of low humidity and gusty winds. These are fire weather warnings covering almost the entire state of Montana, most of the state of Wyoming if you're in the Casper area, up in Montana if you're in Bozeman, Great Falls. But also there's another flip side to this. If you're traveling up Highway 93 in Montana tonight, down near Hamilton, up through Missoula, Polson, and Kalispell, you've got a frost advisory that's going on there. Right now, so be aware of that. Also through southern Idaho, again, low humidity, gusty winds, and same thing for most of northern Nevada. Then that's going to include Reno, of course. We've got those fire weather watches going on and a wind advisory as well. This in southern Oregon looks like it's coming up through Lakeview, and I believe that is 395, Highway 395, so be very aware of that.
All right. Well, we'll start in North Dakota because you got a freeze warning, frost warning, with a frost warning with a freeze watch. There we go. West of Bismarck, all the way up to the Canadian border and down to the South Carolina border. So there you go, right there. And now let's drop down into the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo, Texas East. There is a high wind advisory there tonight, and the possibility exists that there could be some storms picking up there later today. We'll see. Meantime, right now, the only weather I see where there could be storms developing, southeastern Minnesota. You do have a flood watch there with a severe thunderstorm watch as well. And then up in the upper panhandle, the upper peninsula of Michigan, you've got a gale warning up on the lakes, and you got some weather that could be developing at any time up there. Now, moving down below to New Orleans and I-10, I-8, let's see, I-12 across towards Baton Rouge. You still got a bunch of flooding and some rain there. There is more rain now from Mississippi over to the panhandle of Florida, over to about Navarre, where Frank Silvato lives. We'll find out about that. But there is more flooding going on there as we speak right now, with a gale warning up there off Cape Cod tonight. Now, the Hurricane Center is still very active, and we have got a system, if you will, that's right there, right off the coast of Carolina, North Carolina, and it's still 70% possibility of forming and becoming something. What the something is, we don't know, but it looks like it's going to skirt the coastline and certainly bring some high waves and also a rip current as it goes up the East Coast. Over in the Atlantic, we have two systems that have come off the African coast there, and one of them has got a 80% chance of probability of forming, and the one behind it has got a 70% chance of forming. So two waves that have developed coming off Africa, and then we've got Nicholas that's going to rain itself out hopefully this weekend. All right, well, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And now we'll drift on over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, who's on the line right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
morning.
Well, on the flip side of the news, we're going to be talking, obviously, about the border, because that's still become, well, it never stopped being a problem. But to start with, I want to just touch base with General Milley, because a lot of people are calling in the Senate and in the House for the transcripts to be released so they know before they believe what Milley said, that what he said is true. They just don't believe him.
They don't believe what?
They don't believe what Milley's telling them, because the Trump people are saying didn't happen. We were never notified.
Well, we have to kind of clean that up here a little bit. He has not denied making the phone calls to his counterpart, okay, in China. So that part has been established. What he said in the phone call is what is of concern, and he has not denied that either. So we have a problem here on where his loyalty is, and until we get a transcript, mm-hmm. We are not going to know for sure. Now, he's got a spokesperson, you know, and they're talking about these calls happen all the time, blah, 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 blah. Well, we know that. So we do have an issue here with...
Okay.
With getting transferred.
And our issue now is there goes the switch, and you're sitting on hold now listening to music. And we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the border, the southern border, while the cat's away. The Mexicanos and non-Mexicanos have been coming and saying...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.